Hello, happy new year, happy 2021. Welcome to the first episode of Musings with CI Magic in the new year. Welcome. Whoop, whoop. Oh goodness, it's been a very interesting couple of weeks since the last episode and many interesting things have happened. But first, I'll encourage you to go back and listen to the very first episode of Musings with CI Magic, because I'll be switching it all the way up this year and you will really need to understand that it is written. Okay, seriously. I would really love for you to follow me closely this year, interact with me a little bit more, respond to my newsletters when they stir up certain responses in you. You know, when you read it and it stirs up something in you, I really need you to respond and let me know exactly what you think, how you feel about what I have said in the newsletter or in my podcast. And if you're listening to this right now, but aren't signed up to my newsletters, who are you? Really, who are you? Now, quickly redeem yourself. Go on Instagram right now, search for Chide Isaac at Chide Isaac on Instagram. Click the link in my bio. Click on sign up to receive weekly newsletters and sign up. Yeah, you'll be done in less than 2 minutes. I mean it. Go sign up for my newsletters. Now, are you done? You sure? Okay, so welcome back. Let's go on and continue with this episode of the podcast. Yeah, so 2021, like I said, it's been quite interesting. Been just a few weeks, but a lot has happened. I don't know how it's been with you, but for me, a lot has happened in these few weeks. See, it reminds me of what my pastor preached just before the new year. He said, there's really nothing new about a year. The year is whatever you will make of it. Really, the year is whatever you make of it. There's nothing about the clock striking midnight into a new year that makes all your problems go away, or that makes all the things in the year new, that makes your job new, that makes your family new, that makes that problem disappear. No, it's you. The moment you decide to change you or your approach to things, things begin to change, not the strike of the clock, right? Now, you may not have set New Year goals, you know. You might have heard everybody talking about, oh, 21-day milestones, 3-month goals, half-year goals for 2021 and all that great stuff, you know. But for some reason, maybe work stuff or family stuff stopped you from being able to take that time off to think and plan and all of that. But that doesn't automatically mean that 2021 will be a mess. No. Truth is, you already have a fair idea of the things you need to do to get to where you want to be. And you don't need a 2-hour meditation to know what it is you want out of 2021. Honestly, you already know. Now, I remember one time, I think in 2016 or 2017, I was talking with a friend of mine and he was telling me how it's sometimes scary when he thinks about all that God will have him do ministry-wise, and he wonders if he will be indeed able to do all of it and if he would not tire out along the way or make mistakes. And I remember telling him that when I have big goals ahead of me that seem intimidating, I just ask myself, what are the 2 or 3 things that I need to do consistently in order to see this big thing happen? More often than not, those 2 or 3 things are quite simple things to do, you know. And once you build them into habits, you're good. You'll just wake up one day and see that the big thing is done. So I told him, I said, one way to surely not miss God's plan for you is to ensure you and to ensure you do ministry is to read your Bible every day, pray every day, and take every opportunity you find, you know. No, more like create opportunities, right, to share the gospel. Now, these were things we had learned in our time in uni, myself and this friend of mine, and we had actually practiced, you know, while in university, finding opportunities to preach the gospel, taking every chance we got and creating chances to preach the gospel, having to, you know, pray every day because we had structures built in for ourselves. we had to study the Bible every day because we had structures built in for ourselves. And these were things we were already doing. Now all we needed to do was make them into consistent habits. And as far as I was concerned then, and even now, that was the sharp and fireproof way to ensure you do what God will have you do. Simple, but surely gets the job done. So please, I would implore you to apply this to any area of your life that fits. And I dare say it fits in almost all. You want to write a book in 2021? Simple. Write a certain number of words daily, and maybe also read a certain number of pages daily, and maybe do research on your relevant topics for a set amount of time daily. Now, there is your three things, you know, read, write, research. It also applies to work. Maybe you'll need to check in with someone daily, or learn a new concept daily, or help one person out with a certain task daily, you know, maybe to put yourself out there because your big goal is to get a promotion. So you want to put yourself out there. So maybe what you want to do is help someone out with something every day, maybe to learn a new concept that has to do with your industry every day, you know. Of course, there'll be days when you're in the zone and you do more than your allotted share for that day. Great, because there'll also be days where you'll inevitably miss one or two of your daily activities, or even maybe be unable to do any at all. The key is to remember that consistency is the rule of the game. Now, consistency is the rule of the game, not how strong you are, not how smart you are, not how far you can drive yourself. No, none of that. Consistency is the rule of the game. If you remember nothing else from this episode, I hope you remember many other things, but if you remember nothing else, remember, consistency is the rule of the game. And that's it for episode 1, season 2 of Musings with CI Magic. And I'm sure if you're listening closely and if you've been following me, you can tell that these words I have spoken are also for me. Yes, we are in this together. We are learning together, growing together. 2021 will indeed be a great year. Please listen again as many times as you need to. Share with everyone who you think would find this helpful. And please reach out to me at Chide Isaac on Instagram, and chide@chideisaac.com is the mail to reach out to. chide@chideisaac.com is my email, and @chideisaac is my Instagram. Feel free to slide into my DM. Enjoy the rest of your day. Till the next episode, please do not forget, I love you. Bye.